This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
It's Sunday morning, they're flat out, but I've got one of them on the phone. Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm well, my friend. How are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Another busy week in the Chisholm and Gayman offices, I assume.
It is indeed. Look, we've had a terrific week, and also the market is just performing terrifically. It's a great opportunity there for vendors, but also for the buyers out there. There is more stock, so they've got more choice as well. So it's a great market, whether you're a buyer or a seller.
What's this week's topic, TK?
Well, it's a flavour of property management, Eddie. And one of the things that I was chatting to a client yesterday, they've just bought their third investment property.
Right.
So congratulations there to Sarah.
And the portfolio is building.
So it's building, and it's been building nicely. Her aim has been to buy a property every 2 years and use the equity gains to do that. But one of the other things that we were working through with her yesterday was just the depreciation schedules and the advantages for an investor to maximise the return on their investment.
Right.
By lawfully reducing their tax expenses by, you know, having write-offs and having a depreciation. And there are a number of qualified practitioners that are able to create a registered depreciation schedule for our clients.
Torsten, correct me if I'm wrong, but from memory, it's better to buy a brand new property so you get a better depreciation schedule, correct?
Look, the answer to that is the advantage of new property, but that's not to say that you can't, and this is where we're really working incredibly well with our existing landlords that have got what I call established apartments and homes.
Yes.
Where we're renovating kitchens and bathrooms, which then allow us to increase the depreciation items.
Sure.
That are available, the claims that are available to them. So certainly with a newer building, you get the advantage of being able to claim the actual construction cost, the actual building itself, plus the internal fit-out. But with the older properties, say a deco, well, that period is gone. But what you can do is by renovating the internals, all of a sudden you can start depreciating down the actual kitchen and bathroom renovation.
Let's talk property management, subject close to my heart. How do we sell the sizzle?
Look, one of the important aspects, and again, during the week, we talked about this in our property management meeting with our portfolio managers, is just initially just making sure that we are motivating clients to get professional photos done.
It's,
once they've had them done once, that, you know, that cost allows them to maintain that photo for a few years. Obviously, you want it to be current, so there'll be a certain point in time, but certainly at least 3 to 4 lettings, they'll get the use out of that expenditure for the professional shots. And whilst iPads and iPhones are great, it doesn't come across. There's not the filtering and the professionalism in the angles that's available out there. And Eddie, most of the properties that we advertise on the net have got professional shots, and you can just tell. Renters are voting with their feet. Eddie, it's very interesting. The properties that have the professional photos get more prospective tenants coming to the open for inspections.
Okay, so what are the equalisers these days that used to be considered a plus one?
Well, air conditioning is a really big one, and we're
absolutely
coming into that time. So again, the weather is getting warmer, and particularly if you've got an apartment in an older building, whether you're on the top floor that is exposed to north or west light, you definitely want to make sure that you've got an air conditioner. Certainly, with all of the new, or the advent of all these newer modern buildings, tenants are actually not just wedded to old style anymore. They'll have a look at what's available at a price point. So it's very important that the advice is being given as far as presentation of the older established apartments and villa units and obviously houses as well. But certainly air conditioning and heating is a very important one, depending on what time of year.
This is The Real Estate Show. We'll be back in a tick.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
This is The Real Estate Show, all thanks to Chisholm and Gayman, We Know Bayside. 9531-1245, the one central number to call. 9531-1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. If you're calling from interstate, pop an 03 in front of that number. If you're calling from overseas, our country code is 61, then 3, 9531-1245. Torsten, four offices, where are they?
They're in Elwood, Port Melbourne, Blackrock and Mount Martha Eddy.
And we're talking property management today, and we're talking about the equalisers that used to be a plus one.
So another important one is dishwashers.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very important that you have a dishwasher, and a lot of clients, again, will say, look, we haven't got room, and that's where the invention of these half-drawer dishwashers come into their own. Mm. If you've got a smaller space, they're easily plumbed and they can easily fit where there was a normal pot straw.
Yep.
And it just allows that in the description for the property to say that we have got a dishwasher. People are time poor. They just don't visualise themselves doing their own dishes anymore. So it's really important that you actually do upgrade your kitchen to at least accommodate either a half drawer or, in an ideal situation, a full-size dishwasher. And there are some great deals available to you out in the marketplace for that sort of style of equipment.
Here's one right out of left field for you, Torsten. The microwave oven. Is that an expectation, or do generally people who rent a property still bring their own?
Look, 90% of the time they'll bring their own. What you will find, though, is the microwaves often will come in a kit in some of our luxury apartments or luxury homes where
sure.
you might have, and this isn't a cash for comment, but Miele often will have, it seems to be the brand that a lot of the properties that...
The microwave of choice.
It seems to, well, it's a set of choice. So what you'll find is that there'll be a convection oven, there'll be a microwave component, and then there'll be a coffee machine.
Okay.
So they seem to be selling that sort of tri-equipment deal, and we're finding that a lot. So, but certainly with microwaves, if 90% of the apartments or townhouses that we advertising for rent,
yep.
You'll find there's an expectation the tenant will bring their own microwave and fridge for that matter as well.
Are the expectations different from a luxe apartment to a what you would class as a normal apartment?
Well, I was just about to talk about fridges, and with the luxury apartments, what you'll tend to find is that there'll be an integrated fridge that comes with the kitchen that's hidden away in the cupboards.
Okay.
And that will also have an ice machine as well.
Oh, right, okay.
So and there's now, I don't know whether you've seen them, Eddie, but there's now fridges with little TVs on them as well. So not that I can imagine actually leaving the fridge door open so you can see it from the kitchen bench, but anyway, that seems to be part of a fad at the moment.
Aren't there fridges these days that are connected to the internet so that you can do your online shopping from the fridge?
In fact, those smart fridges are becoming more and more common, and certainly in a number of the more, that luxury townhouse market space,
yep.
where they are coming with the integrated fridges, they are literally still, I would still call them a plus one,
okay.
but they're verging. It'll be interesting. If we have this conversation in 2 years, I think they'll just be a standard.
Okay, so let's go back to the standard property. What is an expectation these days, another expectation these days, because we've ticked off three of them, which used to be a plus one?
Modern cabinetry, so
okay.
built-in robes are now becoming an expectation, again, because of this advent of the number of high-density new apartments. They all come with built-in, good-sized built-in robes with drawers and hanging space. So within that, I think it's really important if you have got an older style of property, whether it be a 50s, 70s, 30s or 90s apartment.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the 90s apartments probably will already have the fittings, but there are a number of second bedrooms that don't have cupboards.
Yep.
It's really important that you do put those in because it's that simple thing of a lot of tenants will share to cover costs to live in the areas they want to live in. And you don't want to have a lesser secondary room where you're seeing them have a look at three or four apartments. Yours is the only one without the second bedroom having a built-in robe, or in fact, in some cases, both bedrooms not having built-in robes. They will make a decision on that basis.
This is The Real Estate Show.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
We continue. Torsten, anything else to note?
Eddie, another thing which may seem obvious but doesn't come with every apartment is washing machine facilities. So a number of apartments that were built in the 60s and 70s... They had a communal laundry.
Hmm.
So there is a growing expectation now that you have those internally. People don't want to share their washing machine with a neighbouring... Sometimes you had laundries, as you would remember, communal laundries on each floor of a block of apartments.
Yes.
People are really shying away from that. So you can come up with some creative... solutions to that, which we've helped with clients where we may not have had enough room in the bathroom, but we've been able to tap into some plumbing from the bathroom into a hallway cupboard, and we've created a European laundry for them. In other cases, we've created, if we've had a larger kitchen, for example, we've created a front-loading washing machine space within that kitchen, again, concealed with a nice cupboard. So there are solutions to that, but certainly if you haven't got washing machine taps internally, ask your agent to actually come up with some concepts for you, get some quotes from their plumber, and as I say, it definitely is becoming an equaliser, not a plus one expectation. So whilst we're talking about wet areas, kitchens and bathrooms, the old vinyl kitchen and bathroom cupboard bench tops are now looking dated.
They're looking passé.
They are. So that granite stone top is becoming almost an expectation these days.
Sure.
So it's really interesting, the aesthetics and the quality. People are actually now, prospective tenants will sacrifice space for quality and a sense of abode. So really you need to have a look at the elements to the kitchen and the bathroom. We've adjusted, and there's a great opportunity there with to save our landlord's money. We're actually having some original cupboard doors dipped into two-pack.
Okay.
So to give them another once over, that actually again gets the colouring very, very sleek and bright. Changing the doorknobs, and then again with a nice granite bench top, all of a sudden it feels like a new kitchen.
Torsten, isn't it interesting, whether you're selling or leasing, people still expect the zhuzh?
They do, and as I say, the world has changed with the fact that there are more people that are going to be renting. You know, just the market has grown in the last 3 to 5 years, where there is a number of would-be buyers that at the moment are fractionally priced out of the marketplace, but they actually want to be proud of their sense of address in their home.
Mm.
So having the right look and feel, and another element that I think, again, gets you right into just an equaliser status,
yep,
is the appliances, Eddie. So,
oh, yeah.
Stainless steel named appliances are becoming more and more of an expectation. Certainly they're not the make or break, as long as they've got a functional oven and so forth. But
yep,
again, if they're, you know, the old white tacky oven doesn't cut it anymore,
because sure,
they're looking at others that have got the newer silver stainless steel look, and it's all consistent between the microwave, the cooktop, the dishwasher, and the actual oven itself. So there's a look and feel as they walk into that kitchen.
Torsten, that's where we've got to leave it for this week. We'll do it all again next week.
Can I leave you with one last note, Eddie?
Please do.
The TK mirror in the bathroom.
The
TK mirror. the 1950s, the 1970s smaller bathroom mirrors are gone. You want to fill one particular wall, hopefully next to the basin, having a larger height and length.
Sure.
It'll double the size of the look of the bathroom. It'll add to the natural light and give you a much more modern feel, Eddie.
Great tip, TK. We'll do it all again next week.
Eddie, have a great Sunday.
This has been The Real Estate Show.
The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Wherever you go, say hello.